And it is time once again for the Morning Munch, that time we take out of every day to get you into the Word of God, to get our day started right, focused on the Lord and grounded in His Word. And joining us today, Pastor Mandy Reinhart
is with us from Compelled Church in Holland. Pastor, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be with you guys today.
Well, we're glad to have you with us, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Okay, well, thank you so much. So I wanted to start just our little time together this morning with a story. Growing up, I went to a doctor's office for years and years. That it was a great little doctor's office. It had a young doctor there, and I really enjoyed going there. But one of my favorite things about going to the doctor, which most of us would say is something we really don't enjoy doing very much, but one of my favorite things about going to the doctor's office was the fact that when it was my turn to be seen by the doctor, this doctor wouldn't send the nurse to get me. He wouldn't send the medical assistant out to the waiting area to get me. But the doctor would come through the door himself, and he would look me in the eye, and he would call me by name, and he would take me back to the area where he would discuss whatever was going on with me. And I never really thought much of that until I grew to be a little bit older. And for years, I thought he was doing that because he just wanted to give great customer service to his patients. But I actually think there was more to it than that. I think the reason this young doctor would come into the waiting area, look you in the eye, and call you by name is because he knew that there was a level of trust that was formed between a doctor and a patient when he would call you by name. And I think that trust that was built there made it a lot easier for him to do his job. And I think that we definitely can't deny that in our culture, even from a very young age, there is something powerful about the connection between our name and our identity. Our name is that first thing as children that that we learn that identifies us as being uniquely who we are. And the scripture actually has a lot to say about this connection between name and identity, and kind of even a level of trust that's formed when we are called by name. And we see this in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. It's an absolutely beautiful chapter of scripture. And it just says this, it says, "But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." And I have this actually, this scripture verse on a plaque in my living room, because I don't know about you, but I need to be reminded of this truth almost daily. In Isaiah 43, this passage of scripture goes on to talk to a group of people that are about to face a very difficult season of life. They're about to go through a season of exile. And I believe that God wanted them to know that he was going to carry them through that difficult season. I believe that God was giving them the assurance that they needed to know that regardless of their circumstances, their identity was unchanged. He wanted his people to know that they were seen by God, that they were known by God, and that he was present with them in their current circumstances. And I believe that once they knew that, God knew that they would be able to face anything that came their way. He knew that they would be able to face the difficult season that was to come with confidence because they knew whose they were. But I believe that he didn't just want them to walk with confidence. I believe that knowing our identity also enables us to walk in purpose. I believe that that is what God would say to us today. He says this in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 16. He says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you that you would bear much fruit." I absolutely love the truth that's in this passage of scripture because it declares to us, if we are in Christ, that not only have we been chosen by the God of the universe, not only are we his possession, but he has given us as his possession great purpose. And in John 15, our purpose is to go and bear much fruit. You see, God has called us by name, but he has also given us great purpose. And I think something really beautiful happens to us as Christ followers when we lean into this truth. The truth of who God says that we are chosen, that we are seen, that we are known. we are actually then able to walk out this purpose that God has given us. No longer are we trying to do enough and be enough. No longer are we striving, but we are simply resting in who God says that we are. We are resting in that identity, who God has called us to be. And today I would just say this, my encouragement to all of those that are listening today is to lean in to the truth of who God says you are. If you have received Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life, the scripture says that you are his inheritance, that you have been chosen and called by the God of the universe. And kind of sticking with the theme of what Pastor Matt and Curtis have been talking about this week, truthfully, no matter what season you find yourself in today, whether things are going great for you in this season or things are really hard, I believe that we need to ask God to give us the grace to live in such a way that we walk in our identity and therefore we are able to bear lasting fruit.
Well, that's a good word for us, Mandy. Would you go and pray for our listeners this morning?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your grace, God, and for your goodness. Lord, I just pray for every person that's listening to this radio program today, God. I just pray that they would know that you have called them by name. God, that you desperately love them and desire deep relationship with them. I pray, God, that you would give us the grace today as we live out our daily lives to walk in purpose, to bear spiritual fruit, God, that lasts, and to give you all the honor and all the glory today, God. We just love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Mandy Reinhart joining us from Compelled Church in Holland. And Pastor, tell us what you do there at Compelled Church and about the church.
Yeah, so I help with a whole lot of things. My husband and I are the campus pastors. Compelled Church is a multi-site church, so we have one church in Bedford, Michigan, and then another site in Holland, Ohio. And like I said, we are the campus pastors there, and I help oversee, I do preaching and teaching, and then I also help oversee our small group ministries and our hospitality. So new guests, it's my job to make you feel at home and then to follow up with you and see how we can better serve you. So
very cool. And if folks want to find out more information about Compelled Church, how can they do so?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways that they can do that. We do have a Facebook. If you just go into the search bar on Facebook and search Compelled Church Holland, you can do that. Or we do have a website, compelled.church. And if you click on the location tab and you just hit that Holland location tab, it will give you all of the information about our site specifically.
Very good. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, your husband and everybody else who was on this week. We really appreciate all you guys joining us and sharing the word with us this morning.
Thanks. We appreciate it. Have a great day.